Lesson 7. Artists and Soulmates. When Anita Politzer received a batch of charcoal drawings done by an artist friend in South Carolina, an accompanying note told her not to show them to anyone. The work was of value to the artist, but she felt the drawings had little objective merit, and she could not bear the thought of their being belittled by strangers. Politzer disagreed with her friend's assessment, so disregarding the injunction to keep the drawings to herself, she showed them to Alfred Stieglitz, the owner of 291, a Manhattan art gallery. The usually voluble Stieglitz was silent as he studied the drawings intently. Their abstract shapes, suggestive of forms in nature, were unlike anything he had seen before. Finally, he looked up. "What woman did these?" he asked, for he knew instinctively that they had not been drawn by a man. Politzer told him they were the work of her friend Georgia O'Keeffe. "I think I will give this woman a show," Stieglitz replied. At the time of this fateful conversation in 1916, O'Keeffe was an unknown art teacher in her late 20s, while the 52-year-old Stieglitz had an international reputation as a photographer and art dealer. It was almost entirely due to his efforts that photography had become recognized as one of the fine arts. Camera Work, his sumptuously printed magazine, first appeared in 1903, and his gallery at 291 Fifth Avenue, which opened 2 years later, sold photographic prints as works of art. An admirer of the painters Picasso and Matisse long before their work was fashionable, Stieglitz introduced these giants of modern art to the American public. Stieglitz went ahead with his plan to give this woman a show without divulging his intention to O'Keeffe. She found out about it by accident on a visit to New York and stalked into the gallery, demanding that the drawings be taken down. Stieglitz calmly ignored her expostulations and told her she had no right to withhold her work from the world. The force of his conviction may have made O'Keeffe feel like an ingrate, for she withdrew her objection. In the months that followed, O'Keeffe, who had moved to Texas where she was giving art lessons, was constantly in Stieglitz's thoughts. His letters to her were filled with passionate expressions of concern for her future as an artist, but his words grew increasingly amorous as his outpourings received a ready response. Letters passed between them at a furious rate, sometimes as many as 5 a day. "They knock me down," O'Keeffe wrote to Anita Politzer, "but I get up again." Stieglitz was waiting to welcome O'Keeffe when she returned to New York in May 1917. The two wanted to marry, but there was one snag. Stieglitz already had a wife. The marriage was moribund, and Stieglitz intended to get a divorce. This did not save them from the censure of many family members and friends who disapproved of the relationship. Stieglitz's wife came from a wealthy family, and he had used some of her money to subsidize his artistic ventures. These funds were cut off, and Stieglitz was reduced to accepting handouts from his brothers to survive. Camera Work ceased publication, and his gallery closed. The lean years ended in 1921, with a triumphant exhibition of Stieglitz's photographs. O'Keeffe had posed for 45 of them, and they created a sensation. O'Keeffe became an instant celebrity, and Stieglitz was able to command the exorbitant sum of $5,000 for a single photograph of her. 2 years later, he arranged an exhibition of 100 O'Keeffe paintings and drawings. 20 sold immediately, and O'Keeffe's career was launched. The next year, following his divorce, she and Stieglitz were married. The marriage, which ended with Stieglitz's death in 1946, was marked by long separations, as O'Keeffe was drawn increasingly to the American Southwest, the inspiration for much of her art. Sun-bleached skulls in desert landscapes and oversized flowers in extreme close-up are the most common motifs in her paintings. She outlived her husband by more than 40 years, and when she died at 98, her paintings sold for millions of dollars. Today, they hang in museums and private collections throughout the United States. Her reputation continues to grow, and today she is deemed by most critics the greater artist of the two.